Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle with Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, and Jason LaConfora.
All right, Jason, let's talk about Jordan Love on the road. We gave him a shot. We felt good about it. But the way this played out, I mean, it's almost like if you're a Packer fan, you feel like this is a blown opportunity. Oh, the 49ers were terrible in the first half. They didn't do anything that was impressive. You're in the game. It's almost like you feel like the Packers should have found a way to get this done. And instead, Jordan Love throws that errant interception at the end. I don't know who the hell he was throwing it to. And the 49ers win 24-21. But Jason, were you impressed with what you saw?
Not in the least. The better team lost. That's just the reality. And the Packers are the youngest team in the league, and maybe a little bit of that showed late. But, like, this game was decided by a bullshit spot. And, again, like, it's the year 2024,
true,
right? We've got things that you and I never thought we'd see, like, shit that looked like it was from the Jetsons. Like, if you grew up watching, like, the internet and email, right? And, like, you know, what we walk around with computers in our pockets that didn't exist in any form 50 years ago, right? Technology has come so far. We had a plague pop up on us, and within 9 months, we had a vaccine for it. We spot balls the way we did with Newt Rockne. How is that possible?
It's true.
How? What is that? You can't tell me there's not a better way. You can't tell me. But they got absolutely hosed there. That's 3 points off the board. They missed a makeable kick. That's on them. The kicker was shaky all year. Darnell Savage drops an easy pick six. There's another dropped interception. And on the road, you know, against the number one seed, you might be able to beat them. If you dominate like they did and only two or three of those things happen, you might still be able to win. If five or six of them happen, right, two dropped interceptions, one's a pick six, the missed field goal to put more pressure on them. You know, the Love bad pass at the end, the spot, couple of red zone situations where you come up a little short. You know, that's probably going to be enough for those guys to win. I was much more impressed with what the Packers did than what the 49ers did. The future is incredibly bright for Green Bay. And some of the, like, there are, like, this, the Brock Purdy thing, and I'm not knocking him. Like, he's a top 10 quarterback. He's a top 8 quarterback. Fine. He's got everything going for him there, creature comforts. There are things that Jordan Love did in that game to create explosive plays with his vision, with his athleticism, with his unique talent that Brock Purdy wouldn't even think to throw the ball. He would never get the ball off some of those sideline throws. And it's like, I'm saying he's bad. He's limited physically.
Yeah.
There is not this boundless potential that we can tap into as this young man continues to grow into his skill set. Like, You know, the floor for Brock Purdy is really high, right? Like, but the ceiling ain't as high as it is for Lamar. Like, we can just go down a limb. Josh Allen, like, he's not them because he's not them athletically, and he never will be. Like, Jordan Love, special combination of traits that are coming together.
He's more talented, no doubt, more talented.
And they ran the ball better than San Francisco. I mean, San Francisco finally in the second half got a couple of explosive runs. Green Bay ran the ball with better efficiency. They should have won the game. The Lions should be hosting the championship game. And they're not. And you know what, Carl? Like, that might wake the 49ers up, right? There'd be some people who would say, well, they got away with one. Or they might be being exposed a little bit. Like, you know, sometimes when a bully gets punched in his face in his own backyard and tastes his own blood, he ain't the bully anymore. And I'm just talking, we get a lot of people on my show in Baltimore, and I talk to a lot of people I respect. And, like, I watched that thing happen on national television, and I said, I wonder if Brock Purdy knows what kryptonite tastes like now. Like, I just wonder, is he now thinking, you know, am I the princess? Like, am I Cinderella, or am I scrubbing steps? You know what I mean? Who? Like, have I been on this magic carpet ride, but like my ticket's about to expire a little bit? Like, I got questions. I got reservations, Carl. Here's what I know. Brock Purdy, since that Ravens game, when he's blitzed, got a quarterback rating of 73.4, 25th in the NFL.
Jason, they broke him. They broke the Ravens, broke his confidence.
Since the Ravens game, when he's under pressure, he's got a 61.1 passer rating since then. This is the infallible kid. This is, you know, this was like, don't you say nothing bad about him. Like, Kyle Shanahan's a genius. Okay. That's what's going on. His last three games overall. Going back to that Ravens game, he's got a 79.4 rating. And, like, there were other balls that could have been picked off. Like, he had 26% of his throws in that game were graded as off target in that divisional game. Like, I mean, is it the rain? I got news for you, buddy. You play football. It's like, I don't want to hear about the glove on, wax on, wax off. Like, when you're about your hand in the middle of a throw with the season on the line, I don't know, man. Like, that comes out that, yeah, they really wanted Tom Brady last year. Like, I just, if I'm a 49ers fan right now, I'm like, is somebody pulling the rug out from under? Like, again, is it about to turn into a pumpkin again? Is that cart turning into a pumpkin? And I'm not saying he's going to be a bad quarterback, but, like, he did not play a good game. And we can now have to go back a month to find him playing a good game. Since he got anointed as the Vegas favorite to win the MVP, it ain't looked like it did before. And I got news for you. The right side of his offensive line sucks. And if he don't have Debo in this game, and I don't think he's going to have Debo in this game.
It'll be a problem.
With Debo Samuel, 8.9 yards per attempt. Without him, 8.4. With Debo Samuel this year, 5.6 yards per rush. Without him, 3.6. With Debo Samuel this year, 7.1 yards per play. Elite. Without him, 5.6. So, and I'm telling you, if it's me, Aiden Hutchinson's lined up in the face of that. I don't care about Trent Williams. You go ahead, do what you want. I'm lining Aiden Hutchinson up on that right tackle, and I want him breathing down Brock Purdy's neck. Like, and here's the other thing, Carl. We've spent so much time on Brock Purdy. Nobody's talking about, hey, Nick Bosa, you get paid for December or January too, bro. Like,
Aiden Hutchinson has been a better player than Nick Bosa the last 2.5 months. Period.
The last four games, Nick Bosa's got a 12.8% pressure rate. That's journeyman, bro. Like, yep. You want your starters to be 15 and above. Guys getting paid like him, 20 and above, bro. 4 weeks now, 12.8% pressure rate, no sacks. Chase Young, 8.3% pressure rate, half a sack. Hargrave, 9% pressure rate, one sack. Kinlaw, 3 pressures in his last 4 games, no sacks. And Armstead ain't there for sacks. Armstead's there to try to fix. You know, he's right. Back to try to fix their leaky-ass run defense. Like, I think Green Bay pushed him around in the trenches, and Detroit's offensive line, I mean, Baldy will tell you, those guys are mauling. If Ragnow plays, you know, like, I know they're down at guard, but if Ragnow plays and the tackles play, I see some areas that the Lions can exploit. Like, and Brock Purdy in his career, close and late, and I know they cobbled together a drive there. He threw a ball 10 feet in the air. Somebody jumped up and caught it. Like, I know people are saying, Joe Mike.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Get the F out of here. Shut the F up. Stop. You're pulling your own pants down. Like, stop. Stop.
Here's the thing I know. And we're talking about, obviously, the 49ers, guys. They will get the Lions at home, NFC Championship game. 49ers, they beat the Packers, but barely. And this should have looked differently. Here's what I know also, Jason. Goff can make all the throws. I'm not sure with the way that Brock Purdy's playing, if he can make any of the throws that will be needed in this kind of game. To your point about
throwing without Debo.
Yes, throwing it 10 feet high, to your point, and somebody going up and snagging it because they got a 45-inch vertical. That's different than dots. That's different than ball placement and dots. And Jared Goff is capable, and I've seen it, you've seen it, he can make those throws. I don't know how this plays out, but I'm leaning Lions. Call me crazy right now, but I'm just – that's the way I feel. And if Kyle Shanahan can somehow, you know, get these guys, maybe you said it, they wake up and they snap out of it, and all the things we're talking about, pressures go up, you know, plays are made, quarterback's way better than he was last Sunday. All right, then you feel good that the 49ers are going to get back to a Super Bowl. But I got to say this. If they don't, you start to look at this and you go, all right, so you're winning 12, 13 games a year. You're getting to the NFC Championship game 3 out of the last 4 years. You've been to a Super Bowl and lost one. And then you lose at home again, potentially on Sunday, in another NFC Championship game. You kind of start going, what the hell's going on, right? So this is, you said it, all the pressure's on the 49ers. This is the biggest spot. I think the Ravens being at home, okay, and they beat the Texans. We're going to talk about that in a second. But you're playing Patrick Mahomes, okay? That's different. The 49ers are getting the Lions, which has been a Cinderella story, and you've been the best team in the NFC all year long. All the pressure's on these guys to get it done. And if they don't, I just feel like you got to look at this thing and go, okay, that's 4 or 3 NFC Championship games in 4 years, and you still haven't gotten to the ultimate goal. So let's switch gears, Jason, and talk about the Ravens game. Because Lamar was special. Yep. Two rushing touchdowns, 2 passing touchdowns. I have to tell you, you're there. You know. I just think it was – he controlled the game in a way that a lot of quarterbacks are unable to do. And we talk about, like, I use the basketball reference, right? Magic Johnson could control the game, right? He could just – in any point, there was a 10-minute span, he could just control the game, get his team back in the lead, and they win. All the greats in basketball can do that because the ball's in their hand all the time. But a lot of quarterbacks aren't able to do what we saw Lamar do against the Texans. I think he's going to win another MVP. We've talked about it, Jason. Yep. But talk about the Ravens and this performance, because they win it at halftime, and then it looked like a different team after the second half.
Yeah, and look, it was another historic game for Lamar Jackson. It's the first time in NFL history someone's run for two touchdowns, passed for two touchdowns, run for 100 yards as a quarterback, and had a QB rating over 100 in the same game. It didn't play out the way I thought it would. They only attempted one pass all day that traveled 20 yards or more in the air. That was 21 to Rashad Bateman. They only had three passes over 15 yards, one for 15, one for 19, one for 21. That's it in terms of any sort of downfield completions. They only attempted one pass play action under center, which I thought they would have attempted more than that. Yeah. On the opening drive, they had some adjustments to make. DeMeco Ryans blitzed it away he never had before. And they know by now that, like, that's what people try to do to Lamar. So whatever their regular blitz rate is against everybody else, they ratchet it up. But, like, the Texans blitzed on 72% of the dropbacks in the first half and 82% in the second half. Like, all they did is blitz. And it was clear that Lamar Jackson went in at the half. And, like, one thing about them, when they've struggled in the past in big games offensively, there's usually something going on the sidelines. Like, Mark Andrews is throwing a helmet. You know, Lamar's kind of off to himself, you know what I mean, with the tablet away from everybody. Like,
yeah,
somebody's yelling at the coordinator. Like, I'm not saying any of that stuff is necessarily bad, but, like, there has been a – because, look, this offense, people have been talking about the Ravens' lack of offense around here for, you know, even when they were winning Super Bowls with Ray Lewis and Trent Dilfer's the quarterback, it's like, what about the offense? So, like, you've seen it get tight, right, and it get a little, like, frustration boil over, even in the regular season, let alone the playoffs. And as bad as that first half was offensively, and it was bad.
It was.
Everybody stayed calm. Lamar took the reins at the half. And Lamar figured out, like, I can't hold the ball 3.9 seconds. He held the ball 3.92 seconds in the first half. It came out under 2.5 in the second half. I'm going to find my hot, and I'm going to throw it to my hot, and that's going to be it. He went from trying 8 yards on average pass in the first half to 5 in the second half. Like, I'm just going to embrace that. And then when they get lined up in man and I see big swaths of green grass, I'm going to run. And by the time they turn around and find me, it's a first down. And just individual brilliance. I mean, you know, it's his call, the 4th-and-1 bootleg. You know what I mean? He decides what he wants to do with the ball in his hands. Do I want to throw it? Do I want to pitch it? Do I want to keep it? I mean, that put the game away, the 4th-and-1 from midfield. And they just played keep away in the second half. They held the ball for over 20 yards in the second half. They ran over 20 times for over 130 yards in the second half. It was bully ball. It was going to be a big ask for Stroud and those guys.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.